Tom, congratulations. Back on the top step. You worked very hard for that.
It was a fairly busy race, that's for sure, from probably seventh to second. So the power of the hybrid was working wonders then. It was nice to have it back over the course of the race distance. And at the lower deployment speed, I think it's the lower deployment speed that makes it feel more effective as well, not least the amount of time and the length of it. But the lower deployment speed seems to make a big difference. So, no, very, very happy with that. Very happy.
Lots of people talking about that rather audacious move you made on Ash.
Absolutely right. Yeah, of course. You know, we're two going for it, aren't we? If we were going to drive around, it's called a procession. We don't like doing that, do we?
Working on percentages, were you working out whether you had 99% of a gap or 100% of a gap?
Look, knowing how Ash races, knowing how I race, he's not going to leave me any more than he's going to leave me less than 1 millimetre, which is enough, as I will with him. And I think that's the beauty of when you've got the two of us racing together. We're never going to throw each other in the trees, but we're going to race hard. And for me, that's how it should be.
You seem to deliberately keep a chunk of hybrid to use right at the end. Is that fair?
Yep, exactly that. I could see that there was a big gap. I could use the hybrid to close, but then I thought when I got there, I knew that Ash had 5 laps, and I thought if I have to get to the same amount of laps as him, well, it's pointless using it. So I had to try and hold some back on the basis that if there's a safety car, I might be in the pound seat here, and fundamentally that's exactly what rescued it for us.
I think you said before you've got a great straight line speed out of this car. You're very happy with that. The whole setup seems very, very good.
Well, I think the hybrid is the thing that's doing it. You know, in straight line speed, I don't think we're maybe a little bit better than the Fords, but I think that's more shape than anything else. But if you look at it, they've got an advantage low down. We've got a slight advantage on them at top end. I think there's a little bit of car shape and how the engine manufacturers are working their magic. So the hybrid is the powerful thing here, and you see the overspeed you have. I feel like I was Max Verstappen with DRS open.
I think Colin picked P11, didn't he, for a turnaround? So that's going to make an interesting third race.
I think most importantly, it puts Ronan on pole, and I think that's what's going to be really good for him. A good amount of deployment on a soft tyre, starting from the front with a good car. He should be in good shape.
Great race. Well done, Tom.
Cheers. Thank you.